everyone. Welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. This is a podcast where I usually interview a horror fan, different one every week, and talk about why they love horror. But this week, or not this week, this episode, I'm going through the last 2 months of what I watched. I was sick for the last 4 weeks, most of April, yay my birthday month, with an upper respiratory infection, so I never got to record this for March. So I'm going to go through March and then April. It is currently April 30th. I might watch something tonight, but who knows? This is what it is for now. The first thing I watched in March was a screener of Late Night with the Devil. This is now streaming on Shudder. It made a ton of money for, you know, at least a little indie movie in the theaters the first weekend it was out. And it's gotten really good word of mouth. I was a little bit bored by it. David Dasmalchin, am I pronouncing that right? I don't think so. He was great, but I found it to be a little slow and boring. Maybe I didn't like the time period that it was set in. But the horror movie The Cleansing Hour from 2021, I want to say, that does the whole possession on a TV show thing better, in my opinion. I gave this 3 stars on Letterboxd. Then I watched the series They Called Him Mostly Harmless on Netflix, I believe. And I gave this 2.5 stars because I don't remember exactly why, but I just remember the conclusion just not being that cathartic. Yeah, it was a series. It was interesting, but it doesn't have a good roundup. So beware of that if you're going to watch this. Next, I watched Horror in the High Desert. I give this 0.5 star. I think this is streaming on Tubi. I just found this to be incredibly boring. This was like The Outwaters for me, which was just not that exciting. I then watched History of Evil on Shudder. I gave this 3.5 stars. I thought it was pretty interesting. It had some scary moments. It is about a group of people who are on the run in a dystopian America, and they hole up in this abandoned house that was once owned by slave owners, and weird things start to happen. So I would recommend that if you're just looking for something to watch. Then I went to go see Imaginary in theaters. I was so excited. And this was a bonkers, bonkers movie, and like not in a good way. I give this 2.5 stars. I think this is on streaming now. Then I watched the series Waco, American Apocalypse. I believe this is on Netflix. I give this 4 stars. It was really interesting. I didn't know much about Waco beforehand, and I was watching it and I was like, oh, this is what Red State is based on. Or Red State is kind of like this plus the Phelps family. That's what I mean. Yeah, so I found this really interesting. Next, I rewatched Happy Death Day just because, or I wanted to show this to my boyfriend. So we watched this. I love this movie. This was like a sleeper hit because I remember going into the theater and not expecting much. And then it was great. It's such a good movie. Please go watch it. I give that 4.5 stars. Next, I watched the docu-series, The Program, Cons, Cult, and Kidnapping. I gave this 3 stars. I believe this is on Netflix. It kind of like lost me in the middle a little bit, but then it picked back up again. I would recommend it. It's crazy. I'm so glad I was never sent to one of these. And I don't feel like I was the best behaved child, but I think I was just mouthed off a lot. I give that 3 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched Frogman, which was a new found footage movie that came on VOD, I think. So I rented this. I gave it 3.5 stars. It like got a little bit slow at parts, but I liked the concept. Of course, it's found footage. Then I watched the movie Last Night at Terrace Lanes, which I had heard was really good. I liked it for the most part. I gave it 3 stars on Letterboxd. This was also on VOD. I think I also had to rent this one. Next, I watched the series The Jinx, The Life and Deaths of Robert Durst. I'm way behind on this. I know this second season just came out, and I'm also watching that. I gave this 5 stars. This was incredible. He's such a weird guy. Highly recommend. It's on HBO Max, I believe. Then I watched Unwelcome. The tone of this wasn't really my style. I feel like with a lot of British indie horror, it's just a little bit too dry for me. This is about a couple that moves into a house, and they find out they have to feed something every night in the backyard. Yeah. So I gave it 2.5 stars. I believe this on Shudder. Then I binged the series Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, all about all the fucked up shit that happened on Nickelodeon TV show sets. ruin my childhood a little bit. But yeah, I definitely recommend this. I think it's on Hulu. Four stars. Then for the first time ever, I rewatched the movie The Village by M. Night Shyamalan. I give this 3 stars on Letterboxd. It was okay. I saw it in theaters and then I have not watched it since, but my friends at the Cadaver Dogs were covering it on an episode of their podcast, so I wanted to rewatch it. It was fine. Cast, amazing cast. So many names in that cast. I love it. Then I watched Dumb Money, finally. I rented this on VOD. I wanted to see it so badly when it was in theaters, but I had COVID last September. I gave this 5 stars. I love these sort of like historical Take the Man Down movies like this and The Big Short. Fantastic. Highly recommend. I will probably buy this on DVD and rewatch it. Then I watched the movie You'll Never Find Me on Shudder. It is a very quiet, basically two-person movie about a woman who is in need of a phone call to call for help. And she, in the middle of a storm, and she knocks on this cabin. And the guy lets her come in, and then things get really weird. This is really slow, it's really quiet, but it's really effective, and it's very much about what it's like to be a woman. And I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Then I went to opening night of Immaculate, saw this in theaters, it was very good, I give this 4 stars. Sydney Sweeney was amazing, and I loved the ending, because, yeah, just pushing some boundaries. Then I watched The Purge: Anarchy. I give this 4 stars. I love this one. I love all the Purge movies. I think I watched this on the DVD that I own. Then I rewatched Final Destination 5 because I just felt like it. And I give this 4 stars on Letterboxd because if you've seen this, then you know how good it is, especially after how bad Final Destination 4 was. I'm hesitant to be excited for Final Destination 6, but hopefully it's good. This I also watched on DVD. I own it. Then I went to go see The Babadook in theaters with The Future of Film is Female was presenting it at IFC downtown. So I went with my friend Chloe. It was so good. I love this movie. 4 stars, no notes, never have kids. Then I watched the movie The Others with one of my very good childhood friends who hates horror. And he actually really liked this movie. And I'm like, I knew you would. He thought Nicole Kidman was amazing. And I give this 5 stars as I always do. And lastly, in March, I watched A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Also at the IFC Center, presented by The Future of Film is Female. And there's a talk back after with the director. So that was super cool. Then we're in April. And the first movie I watched was The Monster Project, which one of my guests in the last month had recommended to me. I give this 3.5 stars. This is about people who are like trying to make a documentary about real life monsters. The concept sounds a little silly, but it was good. I enjoyed it. Then I watched MFA, also recommended to me by a past guest on the podcast. I really enjoyed this. I think this is on Amazon Prime. Not sure. I give this 4 stars. This is like similar to American Mary and Promising Young Woman. Just put those two movies together, kind of. Then I watched the movie Alone With You, which is on Shudder. This was really eerie, especially during lockdown times. And it's a very isolating movie because it's basically just two people the entire time. She's waiting for her boyfriend to get home from the airport or wherever, and weird things start to happen. It's on Shudder. I give it 3.5 stars. Next, I watched Baghead, which was new, I believe, to Shudder, and I give this 3 stars. It had some moments. It was a little bit boring during other times. I don't really remember much about it, to be honest, but I gave it 3 stars on Letterboxd. And then I watched I don't remember if it was a movie or a series, but it was The Truth versus Alex Jones on, I believe, Hulu. I give this 4 stars. I didn't really know a whole lot about Alex Jones besides the fact that he's insane. So this was fun. I liked it. Then I watched the movie Silent House starring Elizabeth Olsen. I gave this 2.5 stars. It was fine. Not great. Kind of confusing. They did their best. Then I watched the movie They. I give this 1 star because it was really cheesy. I thought I hadn't seen it, but then I realized I had, I believe. So I wouldn't really recommend this. Then I rewatched Paranormal Activity 4. I gave this 4 stars. I love the Paranormal Activity movies. You can't say anything bad about them. Every single one of them I love. Then I watched Dream Scenario. This is on HBO Max. I give this 3 stars. It was interesting. Who doesn't love a Nick Cage movie? Then I was just looking to watch something silly, so I watched the movie Irish Wish on Netflix. This is a Lindsay Lohan movie. It's brand new. And I gave it 3 stars. It was fine. It knew what it was. Then I watched The Collingswood Story, which had been recommended to me. It's very, very old school found footage. It's two people in 2002 who are communicating via like phone video on their computers. It's so low budget and it's so low tech. It's very of its time. And they start looking into the history of the house that she is staying in while in college. It's creepy. Go find it. I think it's on Amazon Prime for free, or maybe Shudder. Then I watched the docuseries What Jennifer Did, which I believe is on Netflix. This was crazy. I kind of knew where it was going to go, but like I didn't know how crazy it was going to get. Yeah, 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Then I watched the movie In Their Skin, which I believe is on, I want to say Amazon Prime. And this is Selma Blair, and they're like going from the city to their house in the country, and they're fighting and not getting along. And then these people come by and like start trying to imitate them fully. It's very, very weird and unsettling. I think it's worth a watch. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd, I think, because of how creepy it was. Then I watched Villains, which is on, I think it's on Hulu. And this is one, it's from 2019. And it's Bill Skarsgård and Micah Monroe. They are very new to the job of being criminals, and they're not very good at it. And they break down and they go to a house and they start trying to stick up the owners, and then weird stuff happens. Yeah, I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Then for my birthday watch along, I watched the original Carrie. I gave this 3 stars on Letterboxd, and it is streaming on HBO. You don't need to know about Carrie. You know about Carrie. Then I watched What Lies Beneath. I love this movie. It's a classic. It's from 2000. I think I watched this on HBO Max. Yeah, that sounds right. But I also own it. And I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd because it's great. Then I watched a screener of a movie called Breathe. This is with Jennifer Hudson. And it is about Earth has become uninhabitable, but there are still some people that are living here, and they have their own ways of making oxygen. You can't survive outside without oxygen at all. So it was interesting, got a little slow at some parts. I gave this 3 stars. Then I went to the theater for opening night of Abigail. I gave this 4 stars. It was not scary at all. I've said this a couple times, but it was a bonkers movie and it was very well done and the cast was great. And yeah, you know, you've probably have all seen Abigail. Next, I watched the movie Cat Person. I would call this a thriller, kind of. It's on Hulu. I had seen it a couple times just, you know, flipping around, and I finally decided to watch it. I give this 4 stars because it is just that uncomfortable. And ladies, when you feel uncomfortable, don't worry about being rude. Just get the fuck out of the situation. It is about a guy who asks a woman out while she's working at the movie theaters. She is like, sure, why not? He is very weird. And then she just keeps going along with it. And it gets kind of weird. It gets kind of crazy. Yeah. So 4 stars. Go watch that. Then I rewatched Oculus. I love this movie. 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. I love this Mike Flanagan one. There are still parts of it that are very hard to watch because you never know if what's actually happening is actually happening. I would recommend this. This I watched on my friend's Plex library. Next, I did a doubleheader with my boyfriend at the theater, and we went to go see The First Omen, finally. I liked it. I didn't think it was really doing anything new. I like saw it coming from a mile away, what they were doing, and I'm like, we all know who the baby's gonna end up to be, and we all know what she's doing. So it was fine. I mean, yeah, I don't really know what else to say. I gave it 3 stars because I was feeling nice. Then we watched that night after some Taco Bell. We went to go see the movie Civil War, Alex Garland's new movie. And I gave that 3 stars as well. I think I liked it more than the first Omen. I especially liked that they did not use just like current politics as a way to have a civil war. And that it kind of felt like we were all teamed up against the president, except for Jesse Plemons and his gang. But yeah, I did really like it. Then I rewatched the 2006 remake of The Omen. I really like this one because I really love Julia Stiles. It's like kind of slow in the middle. I don't think I've ever seen the original and I don't really want to watch it. So, oh well. I give that 2.5 stars. Then I watched a new movie on Hulu called The Stranger. I had heard that this was meant to be released as a little series, but for some reason they decided to throw it all together and just make it into a movie. And it was originally shot during the pandemic, so it's been in the pipeline for a little bit. And it's with Micah Monroe, and she is an Uber driver, and she picks up somebody that ends up being not very friendly. And that's all I'll say. And again, this is a movie about women being too nice and always being in danger, and also how much we love our pets. So that is all I will say. Give this 4.5 stars. Go watch it on Hulu now. Then I rewatched Insidious from 2010. I give this 3.5 stars this time around because I don't think it had been long enough since I rewatched it last year. And I think this is a movie with diminishing returns. I rewatched this because I was going on the podcast Scared You to talk about it. So you can go check out their episode about that. I will post links when it is out. Then I watched the documentary Brandy Helville and the Cult of Fast Fashion. I've never gone into a Brandy Melville, but this was such a crazy and informative documentary, especially about fast fashion and how terrible it is for our environment, for the people who live in the places where all of the run out clothing ends up. Yeah, really good. I think this is on HBO Max or Hulu. Then I watched the movie The Shut-In, which I talked about this on my Instagram, and I really like this. This is with Naomi Watts and Jacob Tremblay, and the guy from Stranger Things who plays not the main guy, but the sort of like outcast one who gets taken into the fold. Yeah, really great. There's a twist. It's snowy, Maine, Stephen King vibes. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And then last night I watched the movie Resistance. This is starring Jesse Eisenberg, and he plays a French mime named Marcel Marceau, and he works with the French Resistance to save the lives of thousands of orphan Jewish children during the Holocaust. So that was great. I highly recommend this movie. I found an unopened DVD of it at a thrift store a couple days ago, so I bought it for $3. Yeah, so that was everything that I watched in the last 2 months. Thank you so much for coming on that journey with me. So I hope you're all having a great night. Let me know if you were inspired to watch anything because of anything that you heard here. Let me know on Twitter or Instagram. I'm at Who's There PC. And if you want to be a future guest, email me at whostherepc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and never ask who's there.